Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, it says, Tu Bishvat, Rosh Hashanah Leilonis. See the Mishnah inside, it's Mashma, that it's Nagel, Elian, Maisres. Because Yotzu Roif Peris Hashanah. So, the Mele, you measure from this year to that year. So there it's Mashma, it's a... It's a Halucha Bilchis Maisres, not something... The Mordechai in Masechet Rosh Hashanah says you're not allowed to fast in Tu Bishvat. This year it's not so negeh, it's anyway Shabbos. But he says why? Because it's Rosh Hashanah Leilonis. Veloy motzinu tainis b'Rosh Hashanah. That's like the Mordechai. And he says, v'keivon she'amishno imeres arba Rosh Hashanah imem, kulam shovim leze shalitzomim b'ay. This is like the Mordechai. It's one of the makeres that the remez zeicher takes place in Pshuto Yishra Aloche. The Goen says, enoifli mapayim b'tu b'shvat. Shechnor Paskins and Tov Kufa in Beis, you're not allowed to fast in Tu B'Shvat. When Avram says, Afilu Choslin, that gets married mostly in Tu B'Shvat, it doesn't fast. And the Goen says, we don't say Tachnun. Shehu Rosh Hashanah Leilonis, like the Goen, V'kmoi b'kol arba Rosh Hashanim shehem yomim toivim. Mashma has a shtikl yom. Rabbi Gershom, in Tshuva Yudalet, says, Tu B'Shvat was Yom de Pagre. But we see that Weistois, that the Tu B'Shvat has epis. Shana, how we masbir it? Even Nidoinim al Ha'ilon, it's not so poshut, because the Atzeres Nidoinim al Peres Ha'ilon. The Rosh Hashanah of Tu B'Shvat is not the Rosh Hashanah Nidoinim al Ha'ilonis. It's only Legabe, when is the water? When the water comes to the tree. So you know when to be Maisel to one Shana to the other Shana. So we have a Mordechai. We speak before eating the Peres. I mentioned it's not Zoichet, we have an Ale Kavonis. But he keeps Shachan Oruch, he knows he's not allowed to fast. He's a Chos, he's getting married, but he can't fast. But so Yom, if he doesn't say Tachlu. So the Tana writes it in the four Rosh Hashanahs. So it's like the Mordechai, so it's like the Goyen. So here in Brera, sometimes, you know, we have to go a little bit on Derech HaSoy to explain the Derech HaPshat and the Aloche. But the Aloche is not Mordechai, it's not Shulchan Aruch, it's not Miss Yosef. The Bnei Soscho explains a little bit the Pshat. But Shammai Ol, Be'achon B'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah Leil. Diva Bisilel Bete Bishvat. Dr. Razi, Lemandaomar Oilom Nivro Betishrei. Right? You have Mandaomar that the Oilom was born in Tishrei. State in Sforim that when was the Tchilas Abriya from the world? Rosh Hashanah, Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah. Echo Betishrei, Rosh Hashanah. Says bow down that Val Echo Betishrei is Rosh Hashanah. So Arboim Yoim Koidem Rosh Hashanah was the Tchilas Hayetzire. Val we pass on the Lemaise, Manama Betishrei Nivro Oilom, the Gemara says that Be'etzem Bechofei Betish Be'elul was when it Tchilas Abriya, was the Ashlomas Abriya was. When Hashem said, "Vayar kitoyim," and the world finished was Betishrei. So bechofei be'elul was tchila sabriya. So stated that the yitzira of the briya was betu be'av. 40 days before that. So if we say Be'echo Benisra Nivro Ha'ilom, so when was Tchila Zabriye? It was Tu Bishvat. So B'mei Lekumta is that Lefi B'Silel and Lefi B'Shamay. B'Shamay hold Be'echo B'Shvat Rish Hashana Le'ilom. B'Silel hold B'Tu Bishvat. Now, B'Shamay Paskin that Ha'ilom Nivro B'Tishrei. As they state in the Gemara. The Gemara says Yerushalmi brings down it's more on Soita of Yud, Shabbos Kuflamet, that Rablezer Oimer B'Tishrei Nivro Oilom, Rablezer Shmuti, Rablezer Oslamid B'Bet Shammai. So Lefi B'Bet Shammai Tak is not again. But Lefi B'Bet Silel, that Oilom Nivro Be'echot B'Nisan, so Tu B'Shvat, is Be'etzem Yoyim HaYetzire. So B'Mele, I'm saying, Pshat, Soit Korev L'Pshat. So Be'etzem Tu B'Shvat is Yoyim T'chila Sabriya. So it's a p'chile of Rish Hashanah. So this was the Mordechai's Merabes. Val steht arba Rish Hashanah. Aval that Rish Hashanah be'etzem is a technical Rish Hashanah. That Rish Hashanah is be'etzem a technical Rish Hashanah. The other one is nidoy nimal zeh, nidoy nimal zeh, nidoy nimal zeh. The Rish Hashanah from Peres Eilen is a be'etzem a tzizdik Rish Hashanah. But the pshat is all of these Rish Hashanahs are be'etzem yomim toivim, like the Mordechai says, and we don't say tachmon. So this brings the yomim, it's a Rish Hashanah tak. Echad b'nisan Rish Hashanah lemelochim. It's also a Rish Hashanah. Rish Hashanah is Rish Hashanah. So this is lemal yusri shel hayom, we don't say tachmon. It's Ktsas Yontef, Yom HaDepagre. The Yerushalmi brings down Seif Kiddushin. Omar Rav Chizkiya Rav Kohen B'Shem Rav. Osid Odom Liten Din V'Cheshboin Al Kol Sherohu Eno V'Lo Yochal. And everything that you saw in the world and you didn't eat, you give the din. So the Gemara Rav Lezer Chosh Ashla Adosh Maisa. He was choishestit. Umatzliach lu partin, so he made sure to grow every min, ve'ochil mikol mile. Chodeh b'shayin, he ate from every min. The Taz brings down the Simon Reish Chof Chesdi Yerushalmi, and he says, why? Because Hashem made minim, and he made them attacking of them broches. The mele, if you didn't eat, not b'shayin because you are not nehmeh, so the mele, you kill him, we're missing the bracha that Hashem was metaken. The Adazor in the Mokir from this halacha, the Yerushalmi says, Shom alon marishon, lo ilechol me'etz hadas, the lotion of the isur to eat me'etz hadas was, u'mikol etz hagan ochol toichal. So the Yerushalmi, what is ochol toichal? Is nitztav lechol mishar ilones. So the Gemara by us and Gittin the Gemara Dash is different. Ochel teicha v'leyevah min achai. The Gemara by us Dash is ochel teicha v'leyevah min achai. So we call them as they state in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi learns that if it was expected to eat from every pri ha'aretz, and if not, also eat in the sadim, and Rab Lezer was matzmiach from every ilo. And the Chochma and Andrew bring down that the day that he says that Chodeh B'Shaiseh he would eat from every pri, it was taken with Tu B'Shvat. That is Bodav. Now, as Machleik is taken, if the Ikech paid in Tu B'Shvat is to eat by day or by night from the Peres, so we'll see Seder Advori. The Mokr to eat Peres in Tu B'Shvat, so we said, as one part, B'Riyas O'ilom, taken by Etzem, is no Shaiches to the Ilones. This is what the dialogue of the Mordechai, that you don't fast, you don't say tachnun. This is if the Lashon HaMishnah, we said it in the Beis Oschor, the Indian from Bria Soilom, from Tchilas HaYetzir of the Oilom. Now it became a minhag to eat in Tu B'Shvat Peres. So I was going to take a gebuyd of this Yerushalmi. Zman HaBes Yosef and the Ari, was a Talmid Chochem, his call was Rabbi Socho Susvin. And he had a sefer that is called Tikkun Yisoschor. The Magen Avraham brings him down. He was living his man of the Beth Yosef. It's called Tikkun Yisrascho. And he brings down Noyagim Ashkenazim Leharbois Bebeminim Shal Ilonos Likvoit Shmoy Shal Yoyim. This is the Nusach HaSeifa. Noyagim Ashkenazim Leharbois Peirois Likvoit Shmoy Shal Yoyim. לסגדי למוגן אברום וליהורה בפריחודש בהיתר את המשנבורה ותיחס נפיל הספיים שים מקוף למד א' all of them bring down and all of the לושם המוגן אברום is נויגו אשכנזים להר בספיריס בטו בשבט תק למוגן אברום you don't have these two words לכבוי שמוי של יוים לכבוי שמוי של יוים. So what is the pshat? So there's a lot of hesbeirim. Pshut shel dvarim. One hesbeir they bring down valetz reish hashanah leilonos. So even if we say pshat that it means sheyotzu roiv gishmi shana, and it doesn't mean that it's yom adin for the peiros. Oh, but this is the time that the tree got the most yenike from the oretz. So when you make a brocha on the peiros, be'etzem you mispalal on the peiros. And while this is the Zman, we know that Be'etzem, the Iker Tikkun of everything in the world is Le'izkad Shmo Yisboach. So Mele Val, the Brocha and the Peiri is the Tikkun of the Peiri. So like this one, you make Brochas, you metakel. So I'm the Zogin that Duch them, he will daven on them, he's doing the Tikkun for them. Now, I've added the lotion of all of these Sforim is brought down, Noagu Ashkenazim. But the mice in all the Sfarish Sforim, the Shevet Musaf, Rabbi Yoha Koyen, he brings down Bni, because Gdeli Sfarad already 400 years ago. Have Zoyr Levorich ala Peiris, Betu Bishvat Shemina Gvosikinu. It's brought down also. The Sefer Pri Etzodor, it's also one of the Kadmoni HaMekubolim HaSfardim. Kaf HaChaim brings down Shechei Noagu HaSfardim. Chasam Sefer brings down that Chasam Sefer would have a minig to make a table, a tish. Godush VePeres Betu Bishvat, the Yavetz. The Yavetz state, Yavetz Aramon is good. נהגו לארבעיס בפרס ולאמר עליהם שירס ותשבוכויס והוא תיקון גודל בו אילום ישראל יוינים. Only one sefer that they bring down that says זה רב אפרים מלאטה, ספר עד נפז brings down that ראיסי המוגן אברום שכל סף שנהגו אשכנזים לאכול פרויס אני לא אירויסי. He says he never saw such a minute. He doesn't know from where it came. אני לא אירויסי that אשכנזים עמק מתאית פרויס. But the Chassidim, it was very niskabe, but Ashkenazi. Also far over the years. Now, it's different minhogim, how much peiros to eat. Reb Chaim Balaji brings down, that was the minhag to eat 15. Why defka 15? So he brings down because it's Yom Tezvov. And the Zogan Kelega, they bring down, I saw in the Sefer, they bring down the artist Ashkenaz, we're poiling Nagu, I love him, love him, I hate 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 15, אשר אמר לסכבש תשגנאי. על פי הארי, the big dad of the big mekubolim of Noi to eat 30 minim. 30 minim. Zayna said it was selling 15, אחרי סנשת. Now, it's two min, this is בעצם what we have in all the ספרים הקדמונים. The Heintike minhogim became a little bit more, but some have a minig to eat dafka, to eat all the Shiva Saminim. So we have to know, some of the Shiva Saminim is very hard to check for bugs. The Tehenim, they say the Maisa not to eat them. Every once that was one big Rebbe, was makbid to eat all the Shiva Saminim. So he wanted to eat a Tehenim, the Maisa said Tehenim in English. We don't eat it today, so I forgot the name. You know? I mean, all the things that they use, I know. But this already, I didn't see in my house ready for. What is this? 20, 30 years I didn't see it, so I forgot the name. So that by him was a minik, so it's a rov, a vaya, he's a mumcha that he learned. All the kinds of the to learn. He's a mumcha. So he asked him to check it for him, because he wants to. So he bought him a clean one. He found 40 bugs in it. 40 bugs. After that, but now it's clean. You can eat it. Oh, 40. I know, you open, you don't find even one, yeah? Suffice to if you can check. He says, these you can't, it's not good idea to eat it. Charuvim also. I say charuvim? So also you can't eat them. It's not shaykh to check them. There's no way to check them. It's all the other things that we said how to check. But these two things, it's kimat. It's not shaykh to check. Now, Lemaize in the Altas Forum for sure was no minik Pesach Yisrael. The shalif of word came exactly Dafka to eat, meaning it's Peres Eretz Yisrael. So some say Avadet Peres and Shtabcho Beretz Yisrael. The Gemara says in Soito Meish Rabbeinu Chilecho Mipuyu Tzorich. Some say that the reason is because Beetzem Rosh Hashanah Leilonis is in Eretz Yisrael. And Chutz Laaretz Beetzem is not Shaych Rosh Hashanah Leilonis, not only because it's not Noeg Maisros. Because the whole idea was that the Roiv Gishmi Shona Yotzu, the Aloch of a Maisa, you can't be Maisa Mishona Al Chavoka. So why is Rosh Hashanah Leilonis? The reason Rosh Hashanah Leilonis because most of the water, the tree came already. But it's only in Eretz Yisrael that it grows to feed the water of the rain. And so, b'meile, what you really daven for Peres Ilon, and this Rosh Hashanah is Be'etzem Duch the Peres of Eretz Yisrael. And the Sefer, the Karlin, they have a minute to bring down that there's an inyan to make Shechiyonu. Again, before him, I didn't see no one else bring that minute. There's an inyan to have a Shechiyonu, but you have to know, it has to be really a pri that, Moshele Esrik, you can't do Shechiyonu because we made Shechiyonu ready when we shackled the Esrik. It's the same Esrik. Now, this is one aloche. Now, there's another aloche, it's brought down the Kafachayim. To daven, the Ben Ishchai brings down in Sefer Loshon Chachovim to daven for the Esrog and Tu Bishvat. A lot of times you see Bochim looking around before Sukkot, they can't find the Esrog. Going around and around, you have to daven Tu Bishvat. No, for sure we'll not find the Esrog now. It comes now after all the song already. You know, Svarim Shnei, every person has his Esrog. Yeah. So once one of the big rabbis, the guy had a black dot on his esrog, he went to the rabbi, don't do tshuva, the tshuva, the spot disappeared. So that's interesting, it's falling with him. Yes. So it's more down, not for sure. But a person has to know, as they stay, the daven on the esrog, lemai said, the Ben Ishchai, and I heard from the Shemir Shabbos, Gil Chosra, Paskin, that in this year, you're not allowed to daven for the esrog, because you're not allowed to daven on the esrog, it's for Shabbos. Some rabbanim know that it's called Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to daven. So the Shmir Shabbos and the Ben Ishchai say to daven before Kabbalah Shabbos or straight Motze Shabbos. You know, if you were a Shen Sfarim, a person is by some nefesh, not to daven, because it's Shabbos, and there's Chus Alein, Hashem will give him an Esrog. Hashem sees that he's not davening for the Esrog, he wants to daven. And he's not davening, Ben Hashem, he will have a good Esrog. Now, there's another aloha this week It's called Shabbos Shira. Shabbos Shira, the Magen Avraham and Siman Shir Chof Dalet brings down as a minhag to give bread to the birds in Shabbos. The Magen Avraham brings down that Lemaisa, you're only allowed to give your own birds bread in Shabbos. Birds that don't belong to you is an issur to feed them in Shabbos. Animals of hefker, you're not allowed to feed in Shabbos. So it's different limud zchus, I'm not going into it. The ma'aseh is niskabel in all the kehillahs that the minhag is, you give the bread before Shabbos. Now, this halacha is not a halacha if you own a house and you're married, right? From when this halacha is chal? You own a house or you go to kindergarten? Every yachid is mechuyav. How it goes? Every bacher is mechuyav. And we don't often work in Avraham. At the time that we often work in Avraham. And you keep this minhag. So, my parents do it. When I'll be married, I'm planning to do it. So, yeah, some masses want to be tomorrow. All the guys will put outside. Basically, maybe one guy could be mezaket there. One same guy that lights the candles here. Basically, you know. Shmashabas Girchosa told me that he doesn't put out bread. He didn't see his parents, his rabbeim do it. He doesn't put out bread. But I think in a lot of houses, the minhag is to put out bread. Now, why attack the minhag is to put out bread? So it's brought down because this week, Be'etzem, it's a lot of timing. But one of the main reasons is, as Be'etzem, Moshe Rabbeinu said there will be no man on Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu said there will be no man on Shabbos. And Dostan Ba'aviron wanted to show that Moshe Rabbeinu is not loving Hashem. And B'meile, they said they will put down man. And while they will put down man, B'meile, people will see that Moshe is not a Novi Emes. We explained it in the Chumashir, that the Pshat is, what I mean. Moshe Rabbeinu said there will be no man. Dostan Ba'aviron decided, they will leave man. So what happened, they took a lot of man. They came in the middle of the night and they put it out. So they were in the morning, people will see that as man. So the birds came and they ate all the man. Because I told the bird that they saved Chil Hashem. We pay them every year and we give them. This is one pshat. So the shayla is, Mashm says, of course I told the Dosu Ba'avirom, they saved Klal Yisrael. What if Dosu Ba'avirom, the birds will not come? So Shalt says, so every morning, it snoo man around the machne, 2 feet, shalash pasos. Tal on the top, tal on the bottom. How much man does an Aviron manage to put in the side? Bag, 2 bags. I mean, it can't be a lot. I mean, if they made a big mountain, everyone would see it, yeah? Lamzin, they made a huge mountain. Anyway, every morning everyone took, yeah? So how much they would take? They couldn't take the same amount, yeah? Oh, on them. They'll be pulling around, people will see. So what will happen? Every day, 2 feet, man. Shalosh parsois around the machmir. Shabbos morning was a couple of dribbles. Yeah. Now siyata d'shmaya, the birds came. Mamash saved Moshe. Well, birds came. Let the birds not to come. Alev amacham. So the pshat is doesn't matter. Everyone knew that Moshe Rabbeinu bought the man. What they will say? Put the start to snow man. Everyone knows. Api Moshe, slow. Everything is Moshe Rabbeinu. But they wanted to claim that Moshe is nishkin novi Hashem. If Moshe is not a Novi Hashem, no boss, it's a mechashef. Has a koyach to make kishuf. Savari has a koyach to make kishuf. So he manages. This was there were tiny dots on the Aviron. And Moshe adds, Moshe says, no. Oh, Moshe plays. He could change what Hashem told him to do. So, Moshe said, "No, Alz noch der Rebbeinu Shleil. Koyach also took this position to himself. This all of the machlekes with Moshe is Chepetzach. The nafkimin is if Moshe is from Hashem and Hashem said there'll be no man, not even one piece will fall down. But if the pshat is Hashem gave Moshe the keys of the man, Moshe decided Shabbos to close it, decided to make a holiday over Shabbos." So it could be that one door there he didn't close so good, a couple pieces fell down. Shat, they wanted a time of Moshe to be snishkin novi Hashem. If it's from Hashem, nothing could come down. Not to ogifek Moshe, stop Moshe's making up. But snishkin novi Hashem. That's what they were trying to slug up. The name, was in HaKoros HaTov to the birds, that the Eidemon of Mele was no Chil Hashem. So then, it's one of the reasons we leave out the bread to the birds that is saved the Chil Hashem. I heard once a Hezbel, a little bit tiefer Hezbel. It's a tiefer Hezbel. They say birds, Baruch Hashem, you know, such a cause of things. It's brought down that the man, Be'etzem, Chazal say that the Pasuk says that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to put a tzinsenes man near the Mizbeach. Why? Mishmeres. Le'nitna toiro elu le'orich le'amon. Be'etzem, the man is a sign from Hashem. Hashem gives you what to eat. Because the Madrega just falls down a piece of bread from the Shemaim. So Hashem said to put in oil moed that the person will know. If you need parnasa, Hashem gives. This is the message of the man. We put it ledoiros to know it's from the Ribbon Shalom. It's from Hashem. I heard someone tell me today that v'layodu man hu v'ayikru shmo iman ki lo yodu man hu. So man hu is ICS emuna. Man is Mesamel Emuna. Man is Mesamel Emuna. This is man. So Dosun V'Avion, when they came to Shlug Moshe Rabbeinu, was not only a Shlug in Moshe Rabbeinu. Even the man, it's a machsan of man, it's a storage, warehouse somewhere at man. Moshe brings it, Moshe takes it. Yeah, it's a... This is the Rebbeinu Shlug. The whole mahus of the man was, Kilo Alechel Levado Yichya Adam. That's again the ganze mahus of man. The ganze mahus of man is this message. The ganze mahus of man is this message. That's the ganze mahus of man. And Hashem says, "Nay," and he doesn't have you say, "We'll try to chap it. We'll try to spoil it." Now. It's brought down that the Aderes, it was the Rav Ponovich in the city of Mir, says, "Beyond the Betu Bishvat Lomati Hilchis Maiser B'Sefer HaRambam." Brings down that the Yisayde Betu Bishvat, you learn the Alochas, Birkes HaPeres, Birkes HaNenim. This is Be'etzem, the time to learn the Alochas. But before I go to the halachas and brachas, I want maybe to be mashlim two or three things. Legabi the halachas that we spoke, legabi the fridges. There will be a davar sholem. We spoke that there's an issue to open a fridge in Shabbos. Yeah, I don't want to go over the whole shir. We spoke about if there's a light inside, you know, love to open. This Baruch Hashem, everyone knows. If there's a fan that goes on when you open and close, Avada you also to open. That's 95% of the fridges. When you open the door, the fan goes off. When you close the door, the fan goes on. Better you're not allowed to open the fridge. But we said, even without that, even if you don't have the problem with the fan, and you don't have the problem, we had the problem with the non-frost. And we said, even without the this is really shayla v'loch d'rais. Even without the shayla of the non-frost, there's another shayla, that this is the new shayla, the Mishmeres HaShabbos, that you have the smart cards in the fridge that cause the problems. And I want a little bit to explain what is the big vikuach that is going around the Oisrim, the Oisrim, the Nisim Karelitz, the Chaim Kanievsky, And there's some material that written a heter, and they gave it out in Bnei Brak, and Chaim Kanievsky took out a letter in Yated, al the shakim of Beis Chavla, you have to throw away the kuntos from the house. It was a big tumult. It's a very big. What is the Yisrael Ashayel? The way, and I'll explain the noise. When you open a fridge, normally it was a shayla, we said. Rabbi and Rabbi Moshe say you're not allowed to open a fridge. Rabbi Zalman said you're allowed to open the fridge. What was the problem? Perhaps if the fridge is running, when it goes to a temperature that it gets cold, it stops to work. It gets hot, it starts to work. It gets cold, it stops to work. How it works? In the old fridges, was a system that we call a thermostat. What was a thermostat? Behetzem is two wires with a piece of metal. It's a gas, but it's a piece of metal inside. When the metal spreads, there's a circuit. So the motor starts to work. When the metal shrinks, gets smaller, the circuit is broken, so the motor doesn't work. Cold makes things to shrink. Warm makes things to grow, to get wider. It works in gas, the opposite, but let me show that. This was what they called a mechanic thermostat. When the fridge was on, was up. When the fridge is off, and you open the fridge, so what happens? Hot air goes into the fridge, and the thing will spread, and the fridge will start to work. So you're making the motor to work. When it's working, and hot air comes in, you're making it not to shrink. Say it's like closing the window that the wind will not blow the candle. But when it's off and you open, if you would not open, because it's off, it means that it's cold now. Till the temperature will raise inside will take half an hour. So the machine is about to go on in half an hour. By you opening the fridge, you caused it to go on earlier. Mele Rabban Kotler, Mishnah Rabban Daladei, and Rav Moshe of Engin, Paschal, it's also to open the fridge when it's not running. Rav Zalman was maker. Rav Zalman said, you're allowed to open the fridge. Most of Klal Yisrael listened to Rav Zalman. And the Pesach of Rabban and Rav Moshe was not so niskabel. All the frumers were makbid. All the frumers are makbid like Rabban and Rav Moshe. That's Klal Yisrael, do like Rav Zalman. Right, this one was bad, so what's going on. This is, again, without lights, without fans, and without non-frost. That we spoke last week. And I don't want to go now to lights, fans, and non-frost. That is awesome. Came the new Mishmeres HaShabbos, and they came out with a bizarre problem. And the new fridges is not a thermostat. There's a card that is called, the way they do it, it's called Nagadim. Don't know how they call it in English. But the idea, the way it works, no one uses old thermostats. They use a material. Now, as everyone that went to school knows, everything in the world passes electricity inside it. Every person. Everything passes. A person passes electricity. Wood passes electricity, metal, everything passes electricity. Some things pass electricity very quick. Metal. Some things, it goes very hard, very schwach. Like wood, doesn't go so good inside. But it goes. Everything has somehow. So they make a circuit, and they put it in the middle as that material, that Benson, he has to close the circuit, right? You have a circuit. When a circle is closed, when you have a whole circle, it works. When you don't have it, it doesn't work. So what they do is they have two wires, and they put in the middle a piece of that material that is called an agat. That material, lefi the temperature of the material, the electricity runs inside it. When it's colder, it was quicker. When it's hotter, it was slower. Off I count. Doesn't make a difference. Now, but the whole time you have a circuit of electricity passing through, the whole time the electricity is running around. Circle of electricity is running around the whole time. Sometimes he's running slower, sometimes he's running quicker. To that piece is connected a lot of hundreds or thousands of little wires. Now, what happens? How we will know to change the temperature? So, to that piece, they have like a lot of wires. Now, when electricity goes slower here, electricity likes to go quick. This is the cloud. No one knows exactly. It's one of these things that has a whipped out of heads, but if electricity could go quick to somewhere else, it will go quick to that place, and it will not go the slower way. Even if something in between. No one knows how the electricity knows. But if he knows that he could go quicker to somewhere else, he will find that place. This is the Metzius. Now, the electricity kilu is dropping inside this piece. When it goes quicker, it just goes more down, and it less runs to the sides. When it's going slower, kilu, so the extra electricity, saying it in a very, not professional words, so the other electricity starts to run to the sides, and it builds all different circuits. Lefi the amount, if it's quicker, is kimat nothing. If it's slower, is a lot. As a smart card, he reads. When he sees a lot, he knows it means that it's hot. When he sees that it's a little bit, he knows that it's cold. In every amount of temperature, the a lot changes. Now, if it's 17.1, Lamazdagan is 10,000. 17.1 and a half, 11,000. 17.2, 15,000. 0.2.1, 12,000.1. Thousands of little numbers, it counts. That smart card runs the computer. He runs the whole machine of the fridge. So he reads the whole time how much circuits, and he gives a message. Now the way the fridge works, when it's a smart card, like sometimes you call it a technician, what happened to my machine? The smart card broke. What happened to the computer? The smart card. The card. There's the neshama be'etzem of the machine. Now the machine gets from that smart card numbers. He knows when is the number 2, 5, 6, 7, 8 means off. 9, 10, 11, 12 means on. Not only that. When he knows 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 it's off, 6, 7, 8, 9 is on. When he knows it's 6, you have to make it to work very stark. 7, you could work slower. 8, it means getting colder. They computerize it how you want. So Batsim, the computer the machine needs to get the whole time messages. And if he doesn't get a message, if you take out the card and that die, the fridge dies. Right? So what happens? When you open your fridge, and that moment miyat, that little piece of material changes temperature, circuits start to run around, numbers are written in the card, telling the machine how to work. All of that you're doing in Shabbos. Now, Memele, so what? They said, the whole heter of Shabbos Zaman to open the fridge when it was off. You causing the fridge to run? What is my heter? The Teretz is, Val, it's Dovo She'enu Miskaven, because I'm opening it because I want to open the fridge. From my point, I don't mind if the fridge will go on later or not. Even maybe it's Nichele, but it's Eino Miskaven. We pass Kadoshim Miskaven, but Psikresha is also. It's Grome. It will happen later in 10 minutes, in 15 minutes, in 20 minutes. This is the Iker Tshuva of Shabbos Zalman. It's Dovo She'enu Miskaven. It's a Psikresha that will go on quicker. But Begrome, Eino Miskaven, this was the head that we spoke out last week. Came to Mishmaras Shabbos and said, the whole heter of Shabbos Zalman was in the fridge, will go on eventually. Here, when you open in that minute, 100 circuits of boine. It's called boine. Chashmal is boine. And I said, maybe it's even worse. Here, you need it to work. Because every minute you give a different number to the machine. You're right that you could have saved a dozen number. But you mamish making the whole time chayus to the Mashiach. That's considered boina. It's considered, Rabbi Shlomo said, to fill a computer, it's considered makir bepatish. It's considered boina. But maybe Rabbi Shlomo himself says that he's only matir begromet. Aleph. Days before Rabbi Shlomo Zalman last week, he said the reason he's matir also because he holds, but we have two shaylos, why chashmal is also. Only because mavir, but this is only when you have real electricity. Only mitzad boine. The Chazanish said boine. They said alabol. They said we have the briskus. They said a joke that you're allowed to use electricity in Shabbos. Why? Because they said if the Chazanish said boine, it means he didn't find no different iso. When boine is nochnisht, so mele, why you can't use electricity in Shabbos? Yeah, Chaznish was mechalish. This is called boina. To build a circuit is called boina. Memele. Rav Zalman said that maybe a fridge is not called boina. Why? Boina is, we said, like when a person has a car of a kid and he winds the car, Rav Zalman holds you allowed to wind the car in Shabbos. Einstein, you're not allowed to wind a watch in Shabbos. A watch you're not allowed to wind in Shabbos because the pshat is a watch that is not wind. Is not working, you're making a patish. You're giving it chayas to start to work. So a lot of people hold to wind a little car, a rocking chair, all these things. Also, giving it chayas. Shabbos, no shaychas. A watch that doesn't work, it's dead, and its batteries are winding. A car of a kid, now if you can make a watch that won't work forever, it'll give you a lot of money, right? It's the best watch. A car of a kid, if the car will be running forever, you throw it out the window. The chefs of the car is, use, don't use. Kach derech shimushay. You give it to the kid that he could wind. That is the game. So it's not called bill, it's not called boina. A classic from Zalman Svala. So you from Zalman, what is a fridge? You don't have to work the whole time. On, off, on, off. That's the marechas, yeah? On, off, on. So when you make the circuit of the fridge to work, it's not you boine. Like, oh, this is the way that it works. It gets the thermostat goes on and off, on and off. This is the plan. This circuit is made. They don't want it to be completely. If it gets stuck, then it can't stop. Bye, bye, bye. They want it on and off, on and off. This is what he writes in the Chuvat. They say, this is in the thermostat. Here, you're building new circuits that didn't exist before. And that Rav Shlomo himself writes down, a person has an electric blanket, and he changes the button from one place to the other, he says, there it's also. Why? Now you're building this kind of circuit. So these are the svaros that they wanted to ask him. And they write, chashash deiraisa. The tzir of all the other things that we said, that this card could make non-frost and all these other things. And we said you have to be machmir, and there's no way to be maker. I just want, because the item I saw during the week, we're learning it, the sugya good, I want you all slumdim to know the second side of the picture. Again, the one that applied to Samech and the Kula, please don't listen. I wanted to stay also in Gans, yeah? But I want to be masmir a little bit the other side. They say a psak b'shem v'shem zaman, aloche v'loy lemaise. That if what happens if someone rings a bell on Shabbos? When you press a bell, I don't know if they have these bells anymore. You come to the door, you press the button. Well, when I was a kid, I saw these things. You remember at Shabbos, but your hand is on the button. What to do? To leave go or not? To leave go or not? If you leave go, you say so. You stop it now. You're just not moving. So it's a big chkire. If the pshat, now you're just not moving, or it's considered the whole time you're holding it. What? Pashas, not a maise. You build two pieces. What is the iso? What is the aveira? Boine. I build it together, I'm holding it up. The iso is to build the circuit. Right? There's no iso to make noise. The iso is to build it. I build it, and now I'm holding on to it. Very good. This is to make a circle. I hold a circle. I made it. So a lot of people say he has to stay pressed the whole Shabbos. But you know, like a red button.
You can't choose. No, the electricity keeps flowing.
Right, so you're not allowed to leave.
Why not?
If you leave, the electricity stops to flow. You say so.
It keeps flowing new,
isn't it? Not new. The issue is not flowing electricity.
You're driving, you can hold the gas.
What?
You're holding the gas in the car, you're just driving, you can't let go.
Same shiny. But there's no soisa. There is a shiny of mavi. Could be heavy oil that you put inside, you're even more mavi. Here the issue is not mavi. If the issue will be mavi, you're right. So, what? Because that's what you say, not mechabit. It's a shiny of Moshe. Mechabit, the rat goes in the gas, yontif, it's going to hold, it's a maizah steer.
There's no maizah steer.
What?
You're not doing anything, you're just taking your finger.
So, Amela, you're making that, this, you're breaking the circuit.
And Amela, you're not doing anything.
This is, you're pulling it out. So it's koicha, not koicha, gome. Came Reb Shlomo Zalman, I am back with Pia Shmuel, Alocha, Veloy Le Maizah, and said, you're allowed to move your finger, he thinks. He says that he doesn't think Be'etzem is the issue to press a button on Shabbos. Speaking today about Belimud, I'm just saying it out of order because you know, if not, if you don't say it every 2 minutes, then they record it and they take a piece and you say that it's mutter. So I'm trying to break it for the people that want to use the hetter. He said, what if a person builds in Shabbos a building, that if he moves his hand, the whole building falls apart? It's called building? It's called building. As that building that in a minute is destroyed. You put blocks, and in a minute you put the hands, it's not combined. It's pushed, that's not combined. You have a tzadik chayim shambayinah? You have a tzadik chayim shambayinah? So it's not being shekayom, it's garnished.
Even the
rabbanah? Even the rabbanah, it's not boyne.
That's
something that's easy. 1 second. Zogim shonazalman, this here can't stay. You just move the hand, there's no circuit here. When you press the button, now it's a circle. You press the button, it's not building it. If I'll move my hand. This they say, B'Shem Rav Shlomo Zalman, Alocha Bo Lemaisa, it's a nice vote. The Mevinim, it's a nice vote. Yeah, well, we could argue, because we could say that the Boin and Chashmal is a different lumpness of Boin. This is the reason to argue about that. That the building of Chashmal, with the Chaznish is Mechash and it's Boin, it's not together of the circle. But if that of Shlomo Zalman is right, if. So they say, this electricity is that are running from here to there to there to there. Doesn't it combine it? There's no cure for it. It never stays. It's running and running around and it's garnished. They say when you put your hand like this, also things start to run all over the place. Where you move, everything is running. Yeah, there's a way to make these bombs that kill the world, yeah? It's things that are running the whole time. It's a kind of, this is garnished, garnished can kill him, this electricity. This is garnished. Remember, this is Michlandish can buy that. No, was eventually. So the Oysim say, yeah, but it writes inside the card. They say, yeah, this is garnished. It's also, it's a stuff that changes the whole time. It doesn't have a cue. The ones that are. So again, it's only Lefidus Chirshom Shom Zaman the way he understood the Boine. The Oysim came back and said, it has a cue, because and we said that every minute the smart card reads, and he makes the machine to work. Stop. Not the pshat that the machine is working because the way it works, as I'm a chadash b'tuvi v'chol yom tovi ma'isa bereshis, Hashem is v'kayim v'briye, ka'omu lo'isa gdolim, not lo'osa, lo'isa gdolim. Every minute is a message that the machine gets a message in the car, work, work, work. And these numbers change the number and they say work. And so in that circuit told the card work. So a yogi macht epis.
So it's off,
what?
Or it's off, it should be easier to open. When the machine's off, when the
numbers were right, then it'd be easier, right. Then it'd be easier. When it's off, it'd be easier. When it's on, it'll be more chomer from when it's off. Very good. When it's on, it'll be more chomer from when it's off. So, the Meister, Reb Nissim Karelitz told them, so we said, what is the Eitzah you do? The Eitzah, you put a Shabbos clock on. So when it's off, you can put it on. So normally when you have a Shabbos clock, when you're off, you put it on when it's on. So here, Nissim said, maybe b'shas that it's on, it's le'nichale, completely. Because it's anyway on. You have to know, midyuk, the agdor shaboy. I'm saying, this is b'etzem, Reb Chaim Kanievsky written on these svaris, out of the shakir of Beis Chav. Took it out. But the letter was a whole tumult of Bnei Brak. I'm not saying it was very 2 or 3 months ago. It was a very big fire about the machlekes if the svora exists or not. I'm just saying, what is the tzad? Machon Tzomet and all these. The problem is that some of these rabbanim that hold like that are the people that make all these Shabbos things. So, man, they're not masking to take that thing off. They claim that this is Michlal Nishkin Boyne. Take care of everything else. But if this moving around the whole time, that they're not masking to change. And they're not masking to say that it's not mine. This is Legabe this Nagadim. Now Legabe the non-frost that we said, that Rosh Hashanah Zaman himself says in the Tshuva, that his heter is only because Chashmal, mine. But if Lo Yitzur, a fire will come out, he will not let open the fridge when it's off, because it will cause the fire to go on later. He will not be making. He will not look at it like a grub. That's what he says. Klo, till he asks on himself, maybe every time when a circuit starts, it's a spark, and a spark is fire, and he says, spark is fire, it's not fire. He goes back and forth. So the men they say, Val, they have a non-frost. What is a non-frost? We explained last week. You have wires of metal going inside that they get hot. When the fridge is running for X amount of time, that gets, and this is the reason there's no ice. So the answer, when you open the fridge, you're causing, so how we said how it works. Every 6 hours of motor, Lamazagam, and the Saldinger ones, or every 10 times you open the door, the American ones, that metal gets warm for a minute or two. And b'meile, and it melts the ice, and this is the way the ice doesn't get stuck to the sides of the fridge. So the shaila is, if you will not open the fridge, it will get on, the fridge will work. If you don't open the fridge works slower, right? Because he's cold. So b'meile, if he works slower, so the metal thing will get warm only in 10 hours. Or if you don't open the door, so it will get open only when you open the door, in 10 times. Now that you open the door, you cause the fridge to get warmer. So the machine had to work quicker. Again, if the fridge will not be open, the compressor will go on at 10 o'clock. Because you opened at 8 o'clock, the compressor went up 9 o'clock. After the compressor works for an hour, the non-frost starts to work. So if you will not open the fridge, the non-frost will work 11 o'clock. Because you opened the fridge, so none for us started to work 10 o'clock. So you may not have all on Shabbos. Shom Zalman was not matir, as they state, so the whole head of the open a fridge when it's not running, it's Shom Zalman. And now you cause this. It could be even when it's open, it's a problem because you made the motor to carry on working and we made it to light it. It's not like normally you just make it to stay on. Here you make it to stay on to cause some see to go out. This is the problem of the non-frost. This is the problem of the non-frost. So they want to be makil, the makilim, again, to say that at the non-frost, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach would never ask it. Why? What he said that it's not grommer is opening a not running fridge, that you're causing it to go on. Here, you causing the motor to go on, that when the motor works for 6 hours, it makes the non-frost to go on. This is for sure considered a garment. This is for sure considered a garment. So maybe b'chai gabne, aval b'shul mazal would say, garment b'psikreish is muta. This is what they tell. So I'm saying, so b'meile, avada, I'm not saying, even tzdodei heta b'chlal. I didn't mean b'chlal to say tzdodei heta. I felt for a davar shalem to bring down the two noisim that the people that are arguing with the Mishmeres HaShabbos, these are the two tzdodim. We're running really late. We'll stop here. We'll have to...